Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another riveting episode of the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. Today, I am flying solo. I am the only host. Trixie is... She's passed on, and so she has given me the great opportunity to do this by myself, and I'm here with an incredible woman in our second installment of the Mother's Day extravaganza eleganza. So I'm here with an incredible woman, she is the sister I never had. She is the friend you've always dreamed of. She is the lover that dare not speak its name. She is, in fact, my mother, the incredible, the talented, the show-stopping Patricia Ann McCook, nay, Morin. Thank you so much. Well, of course, known to me as simply Mom. Thank you so much for being here, Mom. I know we had a little bit of a, listen, you are so good at so many things. Technology, perhaps, is not one of your strong suits. I think it took us about 3.5 hours to set up this Zoom call, but I appreciate you sticking it out.
It was just a quick hiccough.
No, is that a hiccup and a cough? That's a hiccup and a cough.
Quite honestly, I can't believe you sprang from my loins.
Now, okay, so we have so much to talk about, but before we get into the nitty gritty, I want to ask you a very personal question.
Yes.
During labor, when you were giving birth to me, you famously said to me at one point that the doctor or the nurse in the room administered an enema to you during labor. Why? What is the point of that?
Well, I didn't think it was appropriate to tell you before. I think you're mature enough to handle it, but you were a twin, and the other one wasn't coming out.
Oh.
So they had to detach the placenta.
Now, wait. This is a lot to process. Was the twin coming from the other hole? Or
here's what happened. I had a simple handlebar accident.
Okay.
When I was young, and my uterus fell out, and so one of my eggs was fertilized outside of my womb. You were fertilized inside my womb. See, I didn't fuck your father. I fucked your grandfather. So you have a sister that's 60 years old. She's older than me. Everybody calls you Katya, but your name was Catheter. And there's a third one called transvaginal mesh.
Now, this is a lot to chew on. This is a lot to chew on. It's funny. It's funny that carrots
are... like your umbilical cord. That wasn't going to give up the ghost.
I mean, this is, oh God, you know, this is fun because this is really kind of what our relationship, in a nutshell, this is what our relationship is like. It's been a lot of lies, a lot of deception, but mostly a lot of fun. Mostly a lot of fun.
Now, it doesn't mean I love you any less. It just means I love people more.
Right, of course. Now, how would you, I mean, you know, I did about 2.5 semesters of psychology, both at regular university and community college, right? So I know a lot about the, you know, the psyche and the inner workings of people, and especially, parenting styles, which I studied quite a bit of. Now, how would you describe your parenting style, not just with me, but with my, you know, with my siblings?
Well, I would consider it a very Dr. Spock approach. Okay. Very little nurturing, very, very few breasts. Just to let you know, by skull measurement alone, I think Brooklyn Heights is your sister. So there's that. There's a reason that you plank so much.
Oh, and that would be?
Because we were in Canada when I dropped you.
No, it's funny you should mention that because I'm not a person who likes to hold on to the past, and I certainly wouldn't ever use things against you, you know, or anybody really. But if you could kind of let me in on what was actually going on that day that you dropped me, because it wasn't a grocery store at the checkout line. And, you know, did you feel guilt, or is there any residual kind of like guilt from that? Because
I
was
too. Two emotions. They go from A to B.
Gotcha.
In the grocery store, we didn't have the money to go on the rodeo ride. No. Were there clowns? Yeah, but we didn't have access to them. So I thought it'd be really sweet to just grab you by the ankles and swing you around in the hot deli section.
Well, I mean, I certainly can't ever, you know, accuse you of not being fun.
Listen, Catheter, you made contact with a pastrami. I wasn't mad. I was disappointed that your skull was so soft. I thought, and then I realized all your bones are hollow. Somebody got to you first. They sucked the marrow right out. I didn't even have a chance.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mom.
Sometimes you just don't track with me. And I try and reconnect.
Well, have you ever considered that maybe it's your fault for the things that were, you know, that you did to me, and I'm not liable for anything that I've ever done? Has that possibility ever crossed your mind, that the things that I did wrong are absolutely all your fault?
Tone,
and what are even
please?
Those things?
Vibe check. Three words. Bugle boy jeans.
All right, let's regroup. Let's regroup, because I don't like the way this is going in. So you married my dad. Why?
Look at, do you see his gold teeth when he's gone? That's an investment right there. That was fantastic. Did he have bigger breasts than I did? Just remember, you were suckled and nurtured by your father. Why do you like to exercise the vampires? Because he was Transylvanian.
Right, of course. Which is funny because, you know, actually, I think there are a lot of listeners even now that that still believe that I'm Russian. It's not my character. You know, that's my character is really Russian. You know what I'm trying to say. And they believe that you are from the old country. Are you from the old country, or are you just old?
It's sticky. It's a sticky. We're on tricky terrain here. Catheter, here's what happened. I was in Canada. Next thing I know, I'm crawling across the Aleutians and I end up in Russia. Who's kicked out? Well, I had to get on the next ice floe, get myself back to Canada. Mm-hmm. But I think really what you're asking is, why do I keep asking about a grandchild? When are you going to get that pancake batter you call sperm in action?
Right. Well, this might be a good time. I don't know. I don't want to weaponize this holiday against you, as I have done so many times before.
Yes, you have.
But I would Hold on. Let me just give me a second. Okay.
Listen, so, every now and then I just think I should have flushed you when I had the chance.
Flushed me? Flushed.
Flushed you.
Right, well, this is to that point and also unrelated. I'm gay.
When did that happen?
Thank you for coming out. Listen, I chose to be gay about 3 to 6 months ago. And it's a decision that I made because I have no choice. So listen, I know you have a lot of opinions and that's why you're so easygoing. But I just need to let you know that a grandchild is not only not possible, it's imminent. It's not going to happen. Maybe. It could. Never.
Except it's 100% 50-50.
Thank you. Finally, we agree halfway on something.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Although, when I was just trying to catch up, just catching snatches of your lauds out there, I believe you said, and I quote, you wanted my flop ass out of the spotlight. Well, maybe it's time for mother to return to the roost.
That was also to that point, and thank you for bringing that up. We'll get to that later, but right now, what was it like being on RuPaul's Drag Race? Because I know that you're a very outgoing person. You're extremely competent. You're very capable in all manner of social situations, but never really a performer yourself. What were you feeling? How were you feeling that when we had to go out on the runway together on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 2? What was that like?
I was just waiting for some balloons to drop, maybe have like a Chuck E. Cheese moment. Maybe there would be some games or something.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was going to be such a show pony. But now, nipped. What has happened? I now do Shakespeare. I do backstage modeling. Maybe one day I'll do front stage. Front stage now, modeling. Just, you know, now, spare time. Yeah.
And that's pretty, I mean, you know, it's pretty unusual for a woman who's what, 60?
Game floor.
Yeah. But yes. Yeah. In her mid to late early 60s. So don't you feel self-conscious back there or in front with the modeling? I mean, at your age, your figure is incredible. Let's just get that straight. Incredible.
I only feel self-conscious when that eye of yours begins twitching. I see the aneurysm start, and it's a look of the hour of discontent.
Yeah.
That hour leads to a 24/7 cycle, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And then the flop sweats start.
Yeah, so this is the second time you've mentioned flop. I feel like when you weaponize my own rhetoric against me, it brings us together. So thank you.
You have a congeniality defect.
Okay, enough of the show, because people really want to know. And I have a list of questions here from the viewers listening. I have famously talked about this this story about you that people don't know if it's real or not. And of course, it is real about when you were a mother of three. You know, I think all of us were. God, we were in, 6 to 7, 8, 9 years old. You were overwhelmed. One day you screamed. And then the next week you were in China. You screamed and went to China. That's how I remember it. And you were there for 2 weeks riding bikes with some women that I'm not sure who those women are, but friends, I'm assuming. So why did you go to China and what did you learn there?
There's something you don't know about me. I had a dream and that dream was to be a sumo wrestler. I sold bacon, just the bits, on the weekend. And I tried everything I could, but I have Skinny's disease. I think that I'm going to need a telethon or two. I just can't gain a pound. I can't.
You are famously very, very thin. Notoriously thin. Yeah, one
bone.
If
you look at my hip bone, you'll cut a cheek.
Now, I want to go back to what you just said, because it was interesting. Why China for sumo wrestling? But I do believe that sumo is native to Japan, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, which I could be. Am I mistaken?
Well, I see that somebody read the Encyclopedia Britannica from 1974. Didn't they? You don't know, this is an underground.
This is an underground. Oh,
Chinese
oh, sure.
wrestling. We don't talk about it. This is the first time probably it's ever been spoken about. I train with rickshaws. I train with Sashas. I trained with chopsticks to no avail.
And so when coming back to America and to the family, it must have been, kind of disappointing because I'm assuming that you intended to do something with this training, the sumo, Chinese sumo training.
Well, I still do. I still do. I portage, I canoe, I can make a strong soup of sorts. It's all helped me get to this point in life and raise the three of you like, yeah. like you were in my eye all the time.
Yeah. Which one of us, sorry to interrupt you. Which one of us did you give birth to first? I can't remember.
Well, the problem is that when you have four holes, who knows what's going on down there? It's like a busy furlough.
Now, are you unclear about which one came or which of us came first, or are you just kind of trying to be fun for the podcast? You don't have to be trying to tell jokes or anything. This is very people want to hear
problem.
The real you.
As your father said, because I had things going downtown, they also opened the sunroof, and one of you came out through the belly button.
Oh, that must have been.
Listen, I still have a belly full of tiger claws to prove it.
Now, was that Danny or
Placenta, was that Danny? Or was it transvaginal mesh?
Now, let's talk about your work because I know, especially my fans will be fascinated to know about your work in psychiatric nursing. I mean,
correct. Listen, sometimes when I show you two sides of an ink blot that I've put together, there's only one correct answer. It is, you should know this.
A fandango?
An ink blot. That's all it is. Course.
Okay. Fair enough. So you've worked with populations, you've worked with adolescents, geriatrics, eating disorders. You've worked with have you worked with animals?
Yeah. I've worked with nibbler dogs.
And so what, out of all those populations, which would you describe as the most challenging in terms of nursing?
Oh, like 6-year-olds are assholes.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
They're
just incorrigible. And then I find something happens between the tween and the adult. There's a self-awareness that simply insists upon itself.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard. 6-year-olds are famously hard to tame. Do they respond to meds at all?
Oh. I put them on a wheel. I put them on something to get them outside of themselves and generate electricity at the same time.
I can't tell if you're joking or not, which is, I think, what part of the fun of being your son. Yeah. I think that's part of the fun.
That's the thing. Who knows what you are? Do you need a definition?
That's
the least most interesting thing about you. What you do in bed is the most fascinating thing about you.
Well, let's talk about that because I don't recall, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, growing up as a person who decided much later on to be gay, like I am, I never received any like actual sex education or any kind of, you know, the birds and the bees talk, let's say, from you or from dad. And I'm kind of wondering why that was. And was it because I was myself way too sexy? You just assumed that I knew everything or I'm not really sure.
I threw a pink pamphlet on your nightstand. I expected you to read it.
But I couldn't read at night. There were no lights in the house. Why do you do that? I mean, I think this is like that kind of gaslighting thing, right? Except it's dark. Can you gaslight in the dark?
I understand where you're coming from. It's because I walked in on you and that boy and the girl and the half donkey, which is a mule, rubbing you raw.
Well, I don't know what to say.
And then what's the next thing that happens? I don't see you for weeks. And I see you're playing an informant on Redmond Hand Private Dick.
Well, at least thank you. That's something that Trixie can't say. Her mom hadn't even known that she'd been on Drag Race. So I do appreciate you knowing at least one little line out of my IMDb. IMDb.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Listen, I need to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on. I like to fiddle with the zeitgeist, and I need you. I need you back in my womb. I need you to come right back, and we're going to try rebirthing all over again.
Oh my God. So that's funny because the next question from one of the fans here is, so what they're wanting to know is, when you reach menopause, do you age in reverse? I think what they mean is like, do you unget your period at a certain point and then grow younger? Or what's kind of the biological process of unbecoming a woman?
You're not becoming a woman. Your body just goes back to how it originally was. You're born, you menstruate, give birth.
And then?
Then you menopause, then you die.
Oh.
That's it.
The Fab Five.
It's just a cycle. Yeah. That's all you're going to do. Your body's going to go back to its natural state as when it was born.
Okay.
Do you want, look at, I could be an 80-year-old mother. And I'd have to shit another one of you out.
Is that something that you think is interesting? Was that something you'd actually be interested in? Because, you know, not as I know, I'm not going to have children. And I know I have a nephew and maybe another niece or nephew on the way. But I would be interested in having another brother or sister.
Oh, I know you would. And it's all up to you now, isn't it? What goes on in my vagine? Oh,
okay.
If catheter wants a baby, I guess mommy will have to have a baby.
Let's talk about dad.
Shan't we?
Yeah. So your dad passed away at some point. And were you ever confused about... Oh, sorry. Yeah.
He passed away due to death.
Yeah. Now, that was the cause of death. It was mortality? It was,
yes.
That was the official cause of death. Okay. Were you ever confused? Because I know growing up, me, Danny, and Shannon often called dad, or simply just dad. Were you ever confused that he was your dad because of that?
I was very confused because I had urges, feelings.
Oh.
Listen, yeah. I'm not the kind of girl that sleeps with the teacher. I'm the kind of girl that sleeps with the teacher's father.
Well, that must have been tough because dad transitioned from a businessman to a teacher when he was about 45.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Not just your father, your grandfather. Everybody's been inside. It's a family affair. Just to let you know, it's best we keep the bloodline pure. Oh, by the way, you're hemophiliac. You don't need to take a test. You don't need to take the test.
Okay.
And your father had a secret identity. He's got four passports.
Oh. To four different countries or for four different
America,
ages? Oh.
Transylvanian.
Yeah.
Londonese and Nepalese.
Well, I mean, I'd say I'm surprised, but I don't believe you. So let's just move on.
I've got the receipts right here.
From the passport store? Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Dad again. Yeah. So,
you can just call him Ned. You're at the point now. You can call him first names. He's lanky.
So Dad, Dad never talked about having sex with you. So naturally, I mean, not that it's any of our business. It's a family thing, you know, business and family are separate, but, he never really explicitly mentioned ever having sex with you. So I know for me, I can't speak for Danny or Shannon, but I know that that was probably really the catalyst of us coming to you and trying to force you out of the house, because we had no idea that you were the mom, you know.
And right, because anal's not really sex.
No, it's just union.
That's how you preserve the rose, the flower, the bud. You know, after crapping all of you out, you stretch the old hymen there. How do I regrow it? I needed a moment of reprieve.
Yeah. Did you find that you had to, I mean, you and Dad both worked a lot. Do you ever regret working so much? Or I mean, did you ever wish to stay at home? Like, were you satisfied with the amount of time that you had with us growing up in the house before we all left for college?
Why have regrets at this point when you can tell everybody how awful it was?
Okay, fair enough. So let's talk about your maiden name.
Yes.
What was it again?
What was it again?
And that was
a hybrid.
Hybrid. Yeah. Of.
Well, obviously the height came from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the
Oregon.
Weight.
The weight. I have an Oregon passport because it's very hard to get in and out of that state. No bones about that. The Canadian passport. You know, I've got some Sicilian. You're half black, by the way.
And do you regret that, or has that been an asset?
It's been a tremendous asset. Just ask my moles. Look at how hairy they are. Not everybody has a hairy mole.
Yeah, that's been good luck in many cultures and all throughout at least the 80s. So
correct. Yeah. Although moles are known for tears. You may not know that. Yes, you should have all. I had all of my moles removed from my body.
Too much crying.
I preserved them in a pickle. Oh. Correct. They're pickled.
Oh,
don't
wow.
mix that up.
No. Oh God, no. I wouldn't dream of doing that. Okay, let's move on. Back to Dad.
Yes.
Who do you think in the Lifetime original movie of your life? Who would play Dad? My father, your husband. Who would play him?
Michael J. Fox.
Okay. From which era?
Family Ties.
Okay, great. Wow. Okay.
Canadiana in him. Okay. He is the Canadiana. He has the Google eye, like one eye is bonk.
Well, Dad was notoriously shifty. He's still with us, of course. Yeah. He's still with us.
I would definitely mix it in with a little bit of Alex Trebek, some Alan Thicke, some Michael Bublé.
Oh, wow. So a lot of Canadian influence here, which is interesting. Interesting.
Shouldn't be shocked. So close to Russia. Look at
that's
can
true.
Can we just look at the most precious child of all, Johnny Weir?
Yes. Yeah.
Tremendous.
When did he decide to be gay? When did he decide to be gay?
Early,
I think.
Early days.
Yeah.
But he always knew he was Russian at heart.
Okay. Right. Yeah. What I mean, it's tough because do you think that, or let me look at the questions. Hold on 1 second.
Do I think if I would have had different sperm, you would have turned out differently? Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Yeah. And if you had wanted a girl mm-hmm. and I had turned out a boy.
Yes.
What kind of sport or what kind of extracurricular activities would you have preferred that I not do?
Calligraphy.
Another perfect answer. Okay, so back to your career. Let's talk about Dad again.
Yeah.
Why was he so sexy?
Because he was a narcoleptic. That's why. His skin was pure. He slept 20 hours a day. How could you not be hot? Look at that. Close one eye. Close it. See? God damn it, you're gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Okay. Next question. You famously became a nurse in order to... No, I'm sorry. So let me start that again. So complete the sentence. Mm-hmm. I famously became a nurse in order to solve my blank.
Speculum problem.
Okay. So can't beat them, join them kind of a situation.
Exactly. Doctor, known thyself.
No. Right. Of course.
I should have now, taken grammar. I should have done.
Well, let's go back. Let's go to your childhood. Now, growing up, so you come from a family with a sister and a brother. And correct. So your brother, my uncle, grew up to be gay as well. Do you feel that he turned me gay? Or do you feel that there is some kind of genetic component to homosexuality? And also,
yes.
Am I gay?
Nature versus nurture.
Got it.
I don't think it's just a yes or no question. There's a lot of fluidity in the middle. Do you need to make a decisive, I'm this or this? Mm. I'm a different kind of asshole than I was when I was 5 years old. I'm a different person than I was when I was six months ago.
Yeah.
So you don't have to stick with the label, honey. You don't need to say, I'm gay today. You may be gay tomorrow. You may test the tar a little bit differently in a week or so. It's how you feel with the knowledge that you have. And I just expect you and nurture you to grow as you feel comfortable in your own skin. That's all I can ask of you.
Incredible. Now, so on the show, it's funny because you had a pretty entertaining Boston accent, right? When did you decide to lose the accent? Because I noticed just about 5 minutes ago, you kind of talk a little bit differently than I'm used to, which is fine because I know when the birds flee the coop or whatever they say, you know, I know that there's usually a kind of a renaissance with an older parents, right? Am I not correct in that?
I went to elocution classes up in Canada land, and the Canadian accent negated the Boston accent. Ergo, I have a generic, a nondescript affectation.
Okay. And is that...
One that says I'm pompous, one that says I'm better than everyone else.
That's so funny because I've always kind of known you to be like more... I would never describe you as pompous. I would say down to earth, nurturing, loving... What happened?
Because the second that you little bastards left the home, I took it back for myself. But now I realize there has to be a balance to everything. I can't be shooting my mouth off like that. I can only tell you in private.
Would you go back on the show, RuPaul's Drag Race? If I was on there and you were called back for another challenge, would you do it?
If you felt strongly about having me, of course I would. I'm here to please you. I want to see you happy. And if that's what would make you happy, to have you suckle in my arms again, then yes, yes, I would, of course. To stand by your side and see you happily prance about, of course I would.
That's really, I'm glad to hear that. I want to kind of expose you for a minute, just in a very light way, friendly way. I remember... When I was 16, you and Dad were on the way to go see my therapist. I was having a little bit of a tough time, but I had made a deal with my therapist that before you guys came to see her, I would try and tell her that I was, you know, gay. Yeah. Because if I didn't, there would be not a lot of usefulness to your meeting with her, right? Because that was really much, right. It was pretty much the only thing we discussed for the past, you know, whatever, however many weeks. So I said to you, I'm gay, in the kitchen, literally minutes before you left to her, to see her. And you, I'll never forget, you said, oh, really? And I said, you didn't know. And you said, I had no idea. Now, I know what I was like back then. And I've shared with the listeners what I was like back then. I find it a little hard to believe that a psychiatric nurse who is a very intelligent woman and a very observant and loving parent had, quote, no idea that her son was gay. Meanwhile, your brother, famously gay, mm-hmm. What was really going on in your head that day?
There are certain things that as a mother, you can't see. The blinders are up. There are so many other things going on. That wasn't your leading quality. You okay. had other things going on, which was clouding the actual sexual situation. But as a young man blossoming into whatever you wished to be, it wasn't a question of how could I not identify it? That really was not on the radar. It was how could I nurture you through what you were going through. That's it. It was just, where was my focus? My focus was getting you healthy and getting your wiring on a place where you could live with yourself. Whatever you did, if you felt like you were gay, great. But that wasn't what I was like, oh my God, he's gay.
So you didn't see any of the stacks and stacks of macho and hot jock magazines that I had piled up in and outside of my bedroom? The ones that were covered in, pardon my French, but semen. That didn't ring any bell, or that didn't, because you had to move them in order to get into my room. Everybody did. I barricaded my doors with gay porn, videotapes as well, that were clearly, you know, well-worn because of all the cases were torn and there was a lot of fluid on all of the tapes.
I just assumed it was pancake batter.
I did love to cook.
Listen,
I loved
you were
to cook.
A little bit of a hoarder. They could have come from anywhere. They could have been your friends. Mm-hmm. You know, the mind chooses what it picks to ignore.
That's true. That's psych 101.
You can quote me on that.
Yeah.
It's psych 101 because what is it in myself that I chose to ignore? That's really the question. It's a reflective question. It's not what I didn't see in you. What didn't I see in myself? Why do I not like some people? For the exact reason I don't like things in myself. Give me a quality of what you didn't like in your father.
The feet. Much too rough. Coarse feet.
Exactly.
Too rough.
They're a goddamn Barney Rubble.
Barney Rubble feet. Barney Rubble.
And how are your feet?
Smooth as a baby's butt.
You're obsessed with them because of that.
Wow.
It's all cyclical.
Did Dad ever get any of those holiday the miniature stockings that were stuffed with pumice files, the pumice stones and the little foot files? Did he ever get any of those?
Thanks you for each and every one of them. He didn't know they were for the feet. He put them in the bottom of the aquarium.
Well, at least they went to good use. I want to ask you a little. So there's this like cheesy little questionnaire that is it's from Inside the Actor's Studio. So here are the questions. Mom. Well, first of all, thank you so much for doing this. I know the technology.
I love you, darling. You're my favorite child.
You're just saying that. Actually, I heard Danny say that. I heard you said that to Danny last week, but it's
how
okay.
How dare you?
Okay, so this is the Inside the Actor's Studio question. They're not particularly relevant to a nurse, but I think that you are a woman of many abilities. You're certainly multifaceted, so much more interesting than the average celebrity, if you don't mind my saying. So, what is your favorite word?
Bees.
Sorry. Excuse me. What is your least favorite word?
Close the barn door. I like mine open.
That's a long word. What turns you on? What turns you
off? Hold on a second.
What?
I'm having a moisture right now. I'm full of moisture. You should never have said that.
I'm sorry. That is disgusting. What turns you off?
Oh, cash.
What sound or noise do you love?
The queen waving.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Cruise ships. I hate when they dock.
What is your favorite curse word?
You bitchy mime.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Champagne. Oh, I'm sorry. That was an answer to another question.
Sorry, excuse me. What profession would you not like to do?
Hawaii. Is that a profession? Hawaii.
For you, absolutely. For you, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Magic eight ball says.
Okay, now, and finally, what does motherhood mean to you in three words?
Arts.
And very finally, I just want to say thank you so much. We don't get to see each other in real life very often, especially since COVID and all this stuff. And but I'm just so excited that you finally figured out how to use the computer without Dad's help. I should add. Right. I know the technology has been challenging and a real trigger for you.
I've loved you a very long time, and I want you to know that if you ever struggle with anything, you can always come to me. I'll always love you, no matter what decisions that you make. Hopefully, with everything that I've raised you with, you make smart decisions. But we all get off track, and we all feel down on ourselves. But I'm always here for you, dear.
Thank you. Will you actually give, you think you could give me your phone number? I know you've been very secretive about it. Because I don't know how, you know, how do I get in touch with you if I have an issue?
I can give it to you now. It's 310 12.
Thank you so much. That is such a generous act from a generous woman and with a truly generous soul. Happy Mother's Day. Mom, happy Mother's Day. Happy
Thank
Mother's
you,
Day.
Dear. I love you.
I love you too.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.